You're listening to Tears of the Gods with Edward on WMFO, Medford.
I have never obstructed justice. I welcome this kind of examination because people have got to know whether or not their president's a crook. Well, I'm not a crook.
You're listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford. WMFO.org on the web. And 91.5 on the frequency modulated Hertzian waves. As we look forward, as we look towards, as we perhaps wait with anticipation to see the results of the 2024 United States presidential elections. Well, we're playing you a bunch of music and sound clips by and about criminals and politicians. We went back to 2016 for a lot of the clips at the beginning of the show, at the beginning of the set there with Chuck Hughes' remix of Heaven 17's Fascist Groove, with a whole bunch of interview clips and quotes from Donald Trump. Yeah, back in 2016. Has much changed? Well, he's gotten older. He's gotten worse. Oh, yes, let me go and say the views and opinions expressed on this sound collage are not necessarily those of WMFO. the Tufts Board of Trustees or even this show's producer. That'd be me. So, after that, we heard a collaboration between the Notorious B.I.G. and Lil' Kim and Puff Daddy, Would You Die For Me? From the Notorious B.I.G.'s Born Again album. And then it was Lead Belly, acoustic 12-string Jailhouse Blues, followed by our featured artists, the Sex Pistols, with Pretty Vacant, that version from Flogging a Dead Horse, an album which has a lot of, songs that are pretty much everything that they had left over. Problems with the tuning, problems with the production, but, you know, they didn't have a whole lot of output. It's not like AC/DC, all those Backtracks albums. And then the Beastie Boys with Card Thief from Paul's Boutique. Then Pedophile Gary Glitter, I'm the Leader of the Gang. Followed by The Clash, The Card Cheat from their Perfect London Calling album. Shout out from Coffee and Smoke's Alex Piandez, host of the Desperate Hours these days, Thursday 6 to 8 p.m. And we concluded with another song from the Sex Pistols, Liar. Meanwhile, backing me up right now is the Ned Nash Orchestra with their version of the Spaghetti Western tune, Hang 'Em High. Okay, we've got in the next set, one of my sound collage clips will be from Joe Biden, the same one that I put at the beginning of the show with his Katie Couric interview in 2008 when he talked about being a leader. It means projecting confidence and getting your facts right, just like FDR did during the great stock market crash of 1929, when, as Joe Biden said, he went on TV and talked to the American people and reassured them and showed them what a real leader projects their confidence and will lead them out of the problems. Except FDR wasn't president in 1929 and television did not exist as a broadcast mechanism. So, yeah, we're going to hear some more kind of bluegrass with Tony Rice and John Carlin. It Takes a Thief. Guns N' Roses, Perfect Crime. Elvis Presley. And we're actually going to have two songs from the Sex Pistols. And one of them is going to be by Sid Vicious singing his version of My Way from Flogging a Dead Horse. But we are going to begin this next set with another Chuck U contribution here. This is another recording of from 2016. And this was recorded live on October 12th, 2016 at the Lily Pad with Eugene Chadbourne. It's called The Look of Strumpf.
Is in their eyes a look that's anything but wise? The look of Trumpf, it's saying so much more than words can ever say. And from what I hear, next time they're gonna choke your breath away, man. They can hardly wait to grab you, throw sucker punches at you as if they had had waited, waited just for hatred. Now that they have found it,
to mention. gave the common dog.
This is your captain speaking. My fine pinioned pirates, we're approaching the tricky buoy. Sharpen your cutlasses. There may be skullduggery ahead.
I'm
natural born killer.
Warden threw a party in the county jail. The prison band was there, they began to wail. The band was jumping and the joint began to swing. You should have heard those knocked out jailbirds sing. Let it rock, everybody, let it rock. Everybody in the old cell block was dancing to the tail out rock. Spider Murphy played his inner saxophone. Little Joe was blowing on the slide trombone. The drummer boy from Illinois would crash, boom, bang. The whole rhythm section was a purple gang. Let it rock, everybody, let it rock. Everybody in the old cell block. Come on and do the jail hard rock with me. Let it rock, everybody, let it rock. Everybody in the old cell block, we'll dance to the jail hard rock, 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 rock. Sad Sack was sitting on a block of stone. Use a wooden chair. Let it rock, everybody, let it rock. Everybody in the old cell block was dancing to the tail. Let it rock. Shifter Henry said to Bugs, for heaven's sake, no one's looking at a chance to make a break. Bugs turned to Shifter and he said, nix, nix, I wanna stick around, I wanna get my kicks. Let it rock, everybody, let it rock.
Councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes.
Problem.
Hi, this is Paris Hilton. Did you know that women outnumber men in this country? Yet we are still not represented or heard in the right way. Education, abortion, gun control, equality in the workplace, healthcare. This year, let's show everyone that chicks rock by getting all chicks to vote. Look around you. You can't ignore these issues when they're all in your face. So take a stand, register, and rock the vote, baby.
But I can take care of myself.
But I can.
This evening, here on the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage, our theme is criminals and politicians. And we went back to 2016 in that set, starting off with a live recording by Chuck U at the Lily Pad on October 12th, 2016, featuring the performer Eugene Chadbourne. And a performance, a piece called The Look of Strumpf. And then it was our featured artists, the Sex Pistols. In particular, their murderer, bass player, Sid Vicious, who killed his girlfriend, Nancy Spungen, before dying himself, a heroin overdose. Yes, a version of My Way from their final album, Flogging a Dead Horse. And then we heard John Carlini and Tony Rice collaborating together, an instrumental piece called It Takes a Thief from their River Suite for Two Guitars. And then it was Guns N' Roses with supposedly The Perfect Crime. Elvis Presley followed them with Jailhouse Rock. And then our featured artists once again, the Sex Pistols with Problems from their Never Mind the Bollocks. Here's the Sex Pistols, a perfect album for what it is. Meanwhile, backing me up right now is David McCallum's very cool cover version of the Batman theme from Ultra Lounge Volume 13. TV Town. We've got one last set for you here, and it's going to include a piece called Anatomy of a Murder, the Ellington Twins and Guy Lombardo collaborating on that. Also, the Kinks, Once a Thief. And another Chuck U production. Yes, with Scoop Nisker, the Birds, and Richard Nixon. And some more of our featured artists, the Sex Pistols there. Get out my Sonic Hammer of the Guards. Smash out those bad words. But before that, we're going to get this next set going with Motley Crue. And since I was talking with Mike Stewart just a little bit on our WMFO offices about Motley Crue there, I'm sending this one out to you, Mike. Yes, here. Keep Your Eye on the Money from their Theater of Pain album. Here on WMFO in Medford. Yeah, criminals and politicians. Yes.
right now.
We're not low.
Holy caffeine!
To instill confidence is demonstrate that he or she knows what they're talking about and communicates to people. If you listen to me and follow what I'm suggesting, we can fix this. And when the stock market crashed, Franklin Roosevelt got on television and didn't just talk about the princes of greed. He said, look, here's what happened.
The point is that nobody seems to have said it, but it's so obvious, but I, for one, believe that Nixon obviously was the man behind Watergate. He's the guy that planned the whole thing with the boys. I hereby accuse Richard Nixon. I hereby accuse Richard Nixon of being the man behind Watergate. This is, I guess, the first time in media this has been said. President Nixon was the guy that planned Watergate. I hereby would like to start a little movement here in New York City. As you know from previous demonstrations, word of mouth can do a lot of things. Let's start a movement now to impeach Richard Nixon. Just spread the word around. Just tell everybody you know. Call up your pals on the West Coast and just get the word out, because the media will be too chicken. So, well, the mere fact of impeaching President Nixon will be a blow to the government that will be far more important than whether Agnew's in there or not, because Nixon and Agnew are the same people. They're both going to be.
Let us think about the policies of President Agnew. Think it through.
Yeah. Session, face the flag, your country recognizes principles for which it stands. Sit down. Municipal Court number 38 is now in session. Honorable Gladys Stacks presiding.
Good morning. Bailiff, you may call the first case of the day.
State versus Horwinkle. State versus Horwinkle. Leslie Horwinkle, please step to the docket. Are you Leslie Horwinkle?
Well, if I wasn't Leslie Horwinkle, I wouldn't be here now, would I?
Just sit down over there, Horwinkle.
Oh, kiss my ass.
Judge, this is case 148, People versus Horwinkle. That's one I talked about yesterday.
What the hell are you staring at, you goddamn fascist pig?
Be quiet, Horwinkle.
Haven't you ever seen a criminal before?
Mr. Horwinkle.
I'm just going to read the
kiss
charge.
Kiss my ass, you stupid bastard. Tell me.
Leslie Horwinkle, you are charged on the night of September 14th at approximately 8 p.m., you did willfully, with malice aforethought, sexually assault a 16-year-old girl. How do you plead?
I plead insanity.
Insanity?
That's right, insanity. I'm just crazy about that stuff.
Mr. Horwinkle, this has not been the first time you have appeared before this court on such a charge, and we must make sure that you do not appear here again. Bailiff, whack his pee-pee.
Get your hands off me now. Go on, you stupid bastard.
Bailiff, call the next case, please.
State versus Stoner. State versus Stoner. Are you counsel for Stoner?
Yes, I am. Thank you. All right, listen. Just sit over there, and I'll do the talking, okay? Just be quiet.
Relax, man. You know, it's cool, man.
All right.
We got this sucker in the bag.
Okay, now listen. I'll do the talking. When I call on you to come up, don't forget what you have to say, okay?
Oh, yeah, man. Okay. Hey, man. It's cool.
Just sit down there. I'll do the talking.
Yeah, man. Go. No, do your trip, man.
Okay, now just be quiet.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, Your Honor. Now, it might seem suspicious that my client had in his possession at the time of his arrest 24 pounds of marijuana, 5,000 LSD capsules, and a gallon of Ripple wine. To the layman on the street, this may seem suspicious. However, there is an excuse, Your Honor. There is an explanation. It seems that my client had merely found these drugs, and he was on his way to the police department to turn them in at the time of his arrest. Now, we're not saying that my client is an angel. We admit openly that on two occasions he has smoked marijuana, and on one occasion taken LSD, of course under the clinical supervision of a doctor. Now, what we want you to do tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is to look inside your hearts, to examine your own consciences, and remember this: judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Now, as a true sign of repentance, I'd like to have my client step forward and say just a very few words in his own behalf at this time.
Far out, man. I almost broke my neck, man. Oh, that's heavy, man. Oh, wow.
Don't forget what I told you to say. Just, man.
Hey, Your Honor, man.
No, not that way. The judge is over there.
Yeah. Hey, Your Honor, man. Now, dig, man. Like, I know a lot of cats, man, call you a pig. You know what I mean? Not really, man. Like, you know, but I ain't like that, man. You dig? Because I dig pigs, man.
Quiet about pigs.
Not really, man. You see, my old lady's a pig. You understand? Hey, yeah, listen, man. Like my man here says now, you dig? I've only tried marijuana, man, I guess. 22 times, man.
Twice,
man. And yeah, man. And I only did acid, man. 10 times, man.
No, once.
Yeah. No, once, man. Yeah, really, man. Hey, no, listen, man. I dig. I know, man, where that drug trip leads, man. Like, I know it's really a drag, man, you know, because I, you know, like, I really can dig that you can get hung up, man, you know. And you get hung up, man, you know, and you just go through some, man, you know what I mean, man?
Like, don't
you be far out, man, you know what I mean? Like, it's just a heavy, far out thing, man, and you know, really get involved, man. You know what I mean? Like, this whale, man, once you get there,
what
man,
I think my client is
gone,
trying to say,
you know,
at this
mean?
Time, Your Honor, is that,
you know, like, you
he has transcended
really
the drug
gone,
experience.
Man,
yes, that's it. He has gone beyond that. He needs no
now,
crutches
on,
to face...
hold on, man. Hold it, man. I'm doing the rap.
He needs no crutches
dude,
to face society
man,
every morning as a useful producing
now,
citizen.
Hold it, man. Now, I'm talking to the cat, man.
Order in the court.
I'm talking to the court, man. You just shut up, man. You understand? Now just shut up, man. Or you're going to blow it for me. Dig, man. Like, man, like, you know, I don't need no marijuana, man. You know what I mean, man? And I don't need no acid, man. You know what I mean? You know? Because I'm hooked on downers, man.
Order.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this edition of the Tears of the Gods, only here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, broadcasting on the 91.5 frequency modulated Hertzian waves. Yes, our theme has been criminals and politicians, and in the last set, we began with Motley Crue going out to Mike Stewart. Keep Your Eye on the Money from their Theater of Pain album. And then it was the title track from Anatomy of a Murder with the Ellington Twins and Guy Lombardo musically. And then the Kinks, Once a Thief from their State of Confusion album. And then another Chuck U contribution. Boy, you got a lot of them in here. This evening's sound collage, Chuck there, yeah, that was Scoop Nixer, The Birds, and Richard Nixon. Kicking Dick, I Want to Be a Politician, Nixon Resigns from Chuck Hughes, The Nixon's Years of Personal Reflection. And then it was the Sex Pistols, our featured artists, with our final selection from their Nevermind the Bollocks, Here's the Sex Pistols album, that was Submission. And then we concluded with the comedy duo Cheech and Chong in a piece called Trippin' in Court. Meanwhile, backing me up right now, my closing ambiance is Frank Zappa and the Beltway Bandits. I got one last song that I think really speaks to the situation ahead of us. It's a very cool cover version of a song by Creedence Clearwater Revival from the 1960s. Bad Moon Rising. And I was reading an interview with John Fogerty, and he was explaining that it's a very ironic kind of song because the way that they perform it, it's kind of upbeat, it's got energy, but it's really a dark song if you listen to the lyrics. And thanks to Mike Conway, host of Classic Rock Mine here on Saturday evenings on WMFO, for turning me on to this version by a 1980s metal band, Leather Wolf. What I can say about this version is, as John Fogerty says, the song's about the apocalypse, and Leather Wolf lets you know that's what it's about. Also, it's like on 11 all the time. Actually, it's not. It's on 10 all the time. Then at the end of the song, it gets pushed up to 11. I love the lead guitar on this. That it's a lead guitar, and then there's two of them. And yeah, this song really rocks. I expect to be back again here next week if the world is still around. Well, in some form, with electricity and broadcasting. In any case, do remember to vote no matter what. It's important. Because if you ever contact a politician, a local politician, and you want something done, the first thing they do is they look at whether you voted in the election that elected them. And if you didn't, then they don't care about you. If you aren't going to vote for them, why should they help you? It's something I learned at the Tufts Environmental Lunch Studies talks. Okay, here is Leather Wolf and Bad Moon Rising. It's a real rocker about the apocalypse.